I'm here backstage at Salmon Arms Roots and Blues Festival with soulful singer-songwriter Tanya Aganaba, who performed a glorious concert on the barn stage on Friday night and a couple of workshops, including one that just happened with Baldy, which was amazing. Tanya, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell me a little about your early musical history? How did you discover your gift?
I grew up in a family of Anglican Christians, and my dad made sure that we went to church every Sunday, and that's where I started singing, was singing in church choir and leading worship group and stuff like that. And then my dad encouraged me to play piano as a child, and as soon as I laid eyes on a guitar, I decided, screw the piano lessons, I'm gonna learn guitar. And that's where it all started.
Can you tell me a little bit about your work with Living Society and Ground Up?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Living Society is my unofficial charity organization, started in 2010. Basically, it started because I have a heart for community organization, and I like bringing people together to create artistic evenings or offerings that are that have the community in mind. So a big chunk of what I do with the Living Society and Ground Up is creating spaces like this, a festival or an evening of music, with all of the proceeds going to different charities in the downtown East Side, specifically because most of the work that I do as a musician is in the downtown East Side. There's lots of bars there, there's lots of venues, but in order to exist in that space, I feel like you have to pay a tax. You have to understand, if you have $1 million venue in Gastown, you have to give back to the community. It would be not righteous for you not to do that. I left Guilt & Company in 2017, but I'm really happy to say that Ground Up continues to this day. It's raised probably close to $100,000 now for different, for Wish in Vancouver, for Pace Society, for Portland Hotel Society, for St. James Music Academy is one that we work with so closely, Babubica, All Star Foundation, Give Thanks Day, Project Blue Hands. Like, there's so, all I want to do is create music for a reason, and the Living Society is a vehicle for me to be able to do that, to be able to offer what I do in the context of providing a soundtrack or a backdrop to conversations that, you know, aren't always easy. Like, I work, one of the things that I'm doing is collaborating with the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition about a project to travel Canada and talk about why public health is a human right and why we have to shift our perception about drug policy in Canada so that people can find healing. I use music to make those uncomfortable conversations palatable.
What a tremendous gift you're bringing to the world. You were a feature singer for DJs and EDM and released 2 solo records before signing with 604. How do you feel your sound's been evolving now that you've sort of gone off on your own and produced more records?
My sound and myself have evolved since I started, because when I first began, honestly, I was in the depths of addiction. So you can tell by the kind of songs and the kind of recordings I was showing up what kind of scene I was in. And I was in the party scene, so that's how I started doing EDM and dance music and dubstep, et cetera, et cetera. And then as I started evolving as a person and moving away from that kind of lifestyle, I started making more music with more organic sounds and working with bands as opposed to single producers. And my 2 records that I put out were predominantly made with single producers. And since I left 604 Records in 2017, I have gone full tilt into analog sound, married with digital magical manipulation, and it's my sound has evolved to show where I'm at now, which is more connected to the spiritual elements of music as opposed to the party level of music. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's where I'm at now. I feel like my sound is evolving to showcase all of the range of emotions that I feel rather than just happiness and love.
You do write very compelling and personal lyrics. Do you find that you often start with an idea for lyrics, or is it usually music first and the lyrics follow?
It changes all the time. It depends. I start writing. If I pick up a guitar, then I'm not thinking about lyrics, I'm thinking about grooves. But if I'm working with other musicians, lyrics just, I don't know. I have a really, not an easy time, but I really enjoy improvising lyrics with other musicians, and I feel like every time it can be different. Yeah.
You have a lovely acoustic official video on YouTube for your song Villain. What can you tell me about that one?
Villain is such a funny song. The acoustic version that you saw was recorded at 604 Records, the record label that that EP came out with. And the fantastic bass player that you see in it is my big brother from another, Mr. James Calvin Thompson, who unfortunately doesn't live in Vancouver anymore. Now he lives on the East Coast. But he is my big bro. And every time I see that video particularly, it just brings me right back to that moment in time where we were playing so relentlessly and like recording so much, and it's funny because I left 604 Records and I honestly never thought that EP or that song would see the light of day for a while, and then eventually the EP came out, so it's sweet. I never thought it would come out, to be honest.
And it's such an amazing EP.
Yo, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. That feeling, find that feeling.